Jeff Liberty, African American Revolutionary War Veteran, by Nick Bellantoni, Emeritus, Connecticut State Archaeologist. Note: researchers have identified historic documents, including pay stubs, that establish Jeff Liberty's service as a soldier in the Revolutionary War, but not necessarily encamped in Reading during the winter of 1778 to 1779. It was an offer he had yearned for, hardly dared to hope for, and was relieved to receive. Jonathan Ferrand, a captain in the Continental Army and owner of a large farm in Judea Parish within the town of Washington in Connecticut's Litchfield Hills, proffered his 55-year-old African captive Jeff the longed-for proposition: "Serve as a fighting soldier in this war of rebellion against England, and I will grant your freedom." Ferrand owned 7 African American slaves at the time, including Jeff and his wife Phyllis. Though well past middle age, Jeff eagerly accepted the offer, taking on the surname Liberty, acknowledging his personal emancipation, and espousing the concept he and other African American soldiers were fighting for. For a man who had spent his life in bondage, it has a sound of irony. Jeff Liberty's military service commenced on June 27, 1781, when he entered the all-black 2nd Company of the 4th Connecticut Regiment. He signed up for a term of 3 years, but was discharged on October 11, 1781, because of Cornwallis's surrender at Yorktown in September. Every officer, commissioned and non-commissioned, was white. All of the privates were black. Interestingly, there were over 40 other African Americans serving in various Connecticut regiments that could have collectively formed a 2nd all-black company, but instead remained in their integrated units. When the Revolutionary War began in 1775 with the firing of armaments at Concord and Lexington, Massachusetts, freed and enslaved black people responded to the call for troops. There was concern, however, by the military and private property owners that those in bondage would use the excuse of joining the army as a means of running away, and they feared that arming slaves could cause an insurrection. Even George Washington decided to exclude blacks from serving in the Continental Army in 1775, to the unanimous approval of all his officers. By the end of 1777, though, the war situation had deteriorated, with the British taking control of New York and the Continental Army having increasing troubles recruiting men to fight. As a consequence, both freed and enslaved black men were being actively recruited in many states. Captive men were motivated to enlist in the army for a number of reasons, but the primary incentive was the promise of emancipation by their owners at the end of the war. Many were used as replacements to fill quotas for the Continental Army that many towns found hard to achieve, while others fought in place of their masters. There is no record as to how many slaves received their freedom by the end of the war. We know little about Jeff Liberty and his family other than he survived the War of Independence and returned to his home in Washington, where he lived with his wife and 2 daughters in an area then known as Under the Hill. Here, Jeff Liberty farmed a small piece of land that was given to him for his military service. In the federal census of 1790, he is listed as having 4 people in his household under the census column, All Other Free Persons, leaving blank the columns that recorded ages and sex. He died in 1797 at the age of 72. He was buried in Old Judea Cemetery, which was located on the hill just upslope from his farm. Today, by the entrance to the Old Judea Cemetery, is a stone memorial that was raised in 1998 by the Judea chapter of the Connecticut Daughters of the American Revolution, commemorating 34 soldiers of the War for Independence who are buried within the cemetery. Except for 2, all of the burial sites of the white soldiers have engraved headstones, but the gravesite of Jeff Liberty remained unmarked. If his burial was originally marked in any manner, it has been lost over time. In the 1920s, in remembrance of Mr. Liberty and his service to this country, the Connecticut Society of the Sons of the American Revolution erected a small iron marker over an area that was assumed to be his burial site. It is engraved, Jeff Liberty and his colored patriots.